From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Many Americans traditionally spend this holiday serving meals at homeless shelters, taking turkey dinners to shut-ins. Many of us, of course, have dinner with family and friends. But how about spending the holiday house cleaning? A group of young people from all over the country have come to New York City for what they are calling a Thanksgiving dust out. They're going into apartments near the area where the World Trade Center stood, apartments that are filled with dust and debris. Rebecca Malfras is part of a group called World Changers, young people who are part of the Southern Baptist Convention, and she joins us now by telephone. Rebecca, where are you?
We are actually at the Gateway Plaza Apartments. I believe we're in the 600 block on the 10th floor in an apartment actually overlooking Ground Zero.
Are you able to get around in there? Was it a pretty big mess?
It wasn't a mess so much as it was just very, very dusty.
There are a lot of concerns about the possibility that all that dust has nasty things in it. What are you doing? Are you taking care not to breathe too much of it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We actually have face masks that we're all wearing at all times so we don't breathe in any of the dust or the silt or whatever else might be in the air.
Tell me what the place looks like.
Well, it's a pretty nice apartment. It's a two-bedroom. It's got like a den area and a bathroom and a kitchen. And when we first came in, especially the den area where the windows were, there's a pretty large window that actually was blown out when everything collapsed, and there was a lot of dust. I'd say at least 1 to 3 inches of dust just piled everywhere.
Can you actually get this place into something like livable condition, do you think?
I think we can. Right now we're trying to get it all cleaned up so when the residents come back, they can decide what they want to do with everything. Some of the furniture, the upholstery, the dust just soaked right into all the cushioning and stuff, and it probably isn't going to be very usable, so they're probably going to have to replace things like that.
What about dishes and pictures and all the little things that people have sitting around in their houses?
I believe we've washed all the dishes twice. Right now we have some people washing her, we've washed the dishes 4 times and we vacuumed 4 times. We have some of the people in the bathroom washing her crystal in the bathtub to try and get that since the dishwasher is full.
I wonder how many vacuum bags you've thrown out so far.
Oh, I have no idea. Probably many.
Rebecca, if you were spending Thanksgiving with your own family, where would you be and what would be happening?
Oh, man, if I were with my family, we would be with my mom's side of the family at her lake house.
Where's that?
It's in Lake Murray, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And we'd be chowing down on some good turkey and grandma's stuffing and sitting around talking to each other, catching up. My mom comes from a pretty big family. There'd probably be like 35 of us there, just hanging out, enjoying family time.
So are you sorry you're not there?
A little part of me is sorry I'm not there, but I'm very, very glad that I did decide to take this opportunity and just was willing to come and be obedient and just kind of serve and show God's love to people here.
Rebecca, I understand that there are 90 of you there. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
How many apartments do you think you're going to be able to take care of in the time you have?
We actually started work today, the 90 of us that came, and we'll be leaving Saturday. So the number of apartments that we might finish, probably around 30, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Before you hit the road?
Yes, ma'am.
And then where are you going when you leave?
We'll return to Atlanta, and then from there I will drive back to Clemson because I've got class on Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
Rebecca Malfras is taking part in the World Changers Thanksgiving Dust Out. Rebecca, thanks so much.
You're welcome.